A few comments about the significance of Armistice Day. The Great War was, of course, a catastrophe. The brightest and the best and the bravest went first to the war, and as is typical in wars of national fervour, were the first to be killed. We're left wondering about the loss of a generation's leadership and the difference they might have made to the world. Not just the great and the good, but also people who lived lives of quiet integrity that would have done their neighbours and their families a great deal of good. We can reflect also, secondly, on the follow-on casualties, those who came back maimed, psychologically distressed and wounded, the shell-shocked, those who died not long after the war. We think too of the women who couldn't find a marriage partner. There was something of a man drought in New Zealand society after the Great War, and of families left without a father and a provider and a husband. The influenza epidemic, possibly that would have happened anyway, but its effects were considerably magnified and resulted in heavy civilian loss of life in late 1918. The Great War caused the end of empires, the immediate end of the Ottoman Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Tsarist Russia Empire, and the Imperial German Empire. But it led also to the fatal weakening in the long term of the French and British empires that would conclude a few decades later. And that's significant because up until then, most New Zealanders, many of them, unless perhaps they're Irish, would have thought of themselves as proudly being members of the British Empire. Well, that was drawing to a close as a result of the Great War. Fourthly, it led to the unleashing of further conflict and radical evils. War immediately broke out between Greece and Turkey. There was a civil war in Russia. Conflict really continued for the next two decades in one place or another. And of course, the Bolshevik Revolution led to great suffering for the people of Russia and a very different change of direction in their national life. It also led, of course, to the unleashing and giving a leg up to Hitler and Mussolini, and thereby sowed the seeds of World War II. Both sides in the Great War promoted it with the enthusiastic backing of the churches as a holy war, which it certainly wasn't. It was, in fact, a struggle for mastery in Europe that later spilled over and became a world war. This was a grave theological mistake that bounded back on the churches as the casualties mounted and the suffering increased. It is true that God takes sides in history, but you can't guarantee he's on your side, which is why this was a category of theological mistake. The causes of the Great War remain hotly contested amongst historians. There's by no means a consensus view. Up until recently, I suppose the consensus tended to be that it was Germany's fault. Imperial Germany was a militaristic, aggressive, unstable regime. Now, a revisionist point of view is gaining ground, started off by a Cambridge historian, that the Serbs were hot for war. They calculated that despite war bringing great suffering to themselves and many others, it would in fact lead to the creation of a united Yugoslavia, a Serb state, incorporating other ethnic groups, and in that they were quite correct. Of course, later on, many years later, at the conclusion of the 20th century, further great suffering would result as the Yugoslav experiment came to an end. Finally, it had a polarizing effect on people's faith, for and against. Wilfred Owen, whose poem is on the front cover of this morning's Pebble, had been for a brief while an Anglican lay reader and pastoral worker. Well, by the time the war finished him, he was in a different space, I think. My paternal grandfather, being raised in a devout Wesleyan family, lost his faith. He was leading his platoon down a sunken defile at the conclusion of the Ludendorff Offensive as the New Zealand Division chased up the retreating German army. A machine gun nest caught him and he was shot through the stomach as he lay there, not fatally wounded as it turned out. His faith in God went away. He thought, why should I call out on God when men are calling out on him all across Western Europe? Other men had their faith deepened and confirmed. Churches and chaplains got a shock about how many of the British rank and file in their army were distanced from the life of the church. They'd known that working class people were not there in the churches well before that, but it was something else to come right up against it as a day-by-day pastoral experience. Chaplains were strongly discouraged from going to the front. Some ignored this, like the famous Woodbine Willie, the Reverend Jeffrey Stoddart Kennedy, so-called because he was always giving out cigarettes to the troops. He was highly decorated for rescuing wounded from no man's land during the Battle of Messines. After the war, he was radicalized into becoming a socialist and a pacifist. His views became so well known and so notorious that the Dean of Westminster denied him burial at Westminster Abbey when he died in the late 1920s. The other associations came to be like Toc H. They became a real force for good amongst veterans. Some people, appalled at what they'd seen, as in World War II, had their faith deepened and vocations to the religious life and the priesthood followed on from that. In brief, we can say that it was a catastrophe leading to great suffering in the world. We remember today with gratitude the many who went from this parish and died in the Great War. And I've always been puzzled as to why we're always celebrating defeats like Gallipoli and Passchendaele. Over there on the right-hand side of the church, there's a stained glass window given a memory of Arthur Croswell, who was killed at the Battle of Bapaume on the 1st of September 1918, a great New Zealand victory, as the Ludendorff offensive collapsed, or the Kaiserschlacht, or the Germans called it. The New Zealand division won two great battles following up the German army, and maybe it's time for us, and Armistice Day gives us that opportunity because it's so close to those victories, to celebrate them instead of defeats.